Welcome to MLM BS with Bill and Scott, where they talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of multi-level marketing, where they hope to inspire you to become an ethical marketer and not do the stupid things they did. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Just wait till you get a load of this. MLM
BS.
Yeah, so first of all, we'd really like to thank everybody for taking some time out of your night to come join us here in our inaugural podcast. This is something a little bit different than anything you've probably ever attended before. It's not a business opportunity per se or anything like that. Basically, it's sort of a lifestyle change. It's something that Scott and I have both been through after years and years of struggle. And not only was that struggle just financial struggle, but it was struggle to try to keep our teams, our people in check, trying to be able to take care of too many people at one time, thinking that, you know, getting into network marketing and thinking that we could just bombard our downline full of the people and they'd know what to do and all this and making money, and everybody wants to make money, and kind of going into it half-cocked without really knowing how to be a true leader and help people to be able to help their people. So basically, we had to go back to our roots, do some learning, and find out that really a leader is meant to take care of his people first, and everything else will follow. And that's kind of something that's been missing for a very long time. And the things that I've done over the years, I've been quite successful in many and have failed in a few. And those failures were primarily because I was signed up and kind of left hanging out to dry with no real direction. Well, there's videos here and there's a list of things here that you should do, but nothing was in any type of order. I kind of just stabbed in the dark at things. Now, I'm somewhat of a techie type of guy, so I was able to pick through a lot of things and be able to get it. But for me to sign somebody up into something, I had to feel pretty confident that they were going to be able to do what I could do. And in all reality, I've never found anything that I knew for a fact everybody could do without my being present there for them. So I had to kind of switch gears, learn what I needed to learn to go back and kind of start all over again. I mean, it's really simple for me to go online and make a living selling products, promoting other people's products. And yeah, there's a plethora of things out there I could be doing to generate income, but that's not what I'm all about anymore. It's really about helping other people. And the only way I can help them is if I'm there for them. So, you know, it started with Scott and I really having the same aha moment. Like, you know, it's really something that the world needs is a place they can go and absolutely know they're going to be taken care of, a system that will work 100% of the time. It just has to be, all the pieces have to be put into place and know that if they follow the system to the letter, to the T, it's going to work out for them. And we're going to help change thousands of lives by doing this, because we're not going to take 1,000 people and put them directly in under us and try and pretend that we can sponsor that many people. And that's just not the case at all.
No.
So we've got a lot of, you know, failures, bumps, and bruises that we've had along the way. Scott can share you some of his, and I can share with you plenty of mine. I've been doing this for pretty much going on 17 years now, and had many, many successes, but it was primarily just things that I knew I could do. I would have to apologize to anybody I've ever gotten into a business before, because it was never really a true blue system they could follow and become as successful as they could be without having something to follow. So there's a lot of stuff here that we're going to cover, but we don't want to inundate anybody today, especially on our first call. We just kind of want to shoot the breeze, let you know who we are and why we've put this system together and why we know it's going to work and change so many lives.
Yeah, this is Scott. I think about our past, Bill. We've been through so much. We've been through all the ups and downs. How many opportunities have you been in? I mean, you must have been in probably, how many have you been in? I've been in probably about 30 of them or so over the last 15 or so years. And yeah, I've sold everything from, or tried to sell everything from skincare products to vitamins and lotions, potions, pills, and all sorts of different things. And the thing is that, you know, I got into network marketing to find a better way of life. I watched the promotional videos. I saw the nice houses, the fancy cars, the beautiful people all having the life of their, the time of their lives. And I wanted that. And so I bought that and I said, well, okay, well, what do I have to do? Well, I have to join the company and pay my $400 a month auto ship or whatever it was. And then make a list of 200 names and send them to an opportunity call. It's like, okay, there's something fundamentally wrong with that whole concept. And we can't really blame the network marketing industry for it because that's pretty much how it was built from the very beginning. That's how Amway started out. That's how most companies started out back before the internet. It was more of a face-to-face, table-to-table. We talked about this yesterday, Bill, where people would talk to each other. But now, you know, like the internet's come along and we've got all this crap everywhere. And so I bought into all that. You know, like I said, well, all you got to do is sponsor so many people. All you got to do is this. All you have to do is, you know, send $300 over here and share it with three people. And, you know, you'll make $10,000 in 30 days, you know. And I chased all that stuff around. No, I did. I chased all that stuff around. I spent all this money. I spent thousands of dollars going through Network Marketing University, which is pretty much a school of hard knocks. And then we had some pretty big successes, haven't we, Bill? I mean, there was one company we got into. I personally enrolled 154 people in 8 months. I had a team of over 8,000. And then we got our first paycheck. We're like, oh, yeah, we made it. We freaking scored, man. And so and then the very next month, you know, I got my check for $8,000, $9,000. And I says, man, it's going to happen every month now. What a deal. We finally did it. And then the next month, the company had some problem with their payroll, and guess what? Nobody got paid. I think my next check was like $300. I worked my ass off for 8 months in the back of an 18-wheeler, getting, you know, maybe two, three hours sleep a day, doing these kind of calls to help my team and everything. And then when I look back on it now, Bill, I sit there and think about, yeah, did I really sponsor 154 people, or did I just recruit them? You know, the term recruit is one of these things that really starts to bother me now because like people are now commodities, right? You're a prospect. I'm out prospecting. I'm looking for prospects. Well, what do prospects do? I'm out searching for people who are digging for gold, you know, and we're just digging for gold. And then we got to dig through all this dirt. Once we grab our gold, we just throw the dirt aside. And those people unfortunately, are the dirt. They're the dirt of the industry. They get tossed aside. They have all these dreams. They have all these hopes. They got all these different things that they're hoping for in this business opportunity they just joined. And they're just left high and dry because their sponsor's gone, out recruiting. They're not sponsoring, right. You know. And the word sponsor, if you look it up, just Google it. Just look it up. I mean, it means to take responsibility for, to vouch for a person, to take responsibility for something, a person or a thing. And it's like, wait a minute, that is not even being talked about in the network marketing industry. So what we want to try to do in this whole kind of MLM BS is we're just going to not only BS, you know, just have simple talk about network marketing and the stupid things we've done, the failures, the successes, but we're going to have your calls. We're going to be able to open up the phone lines and get, you know, your input. You know, what are your horror stories? What would you like to see different in the industry? We'll have we'll have guests on. We'll be interviewing them, and we'll have different motivational people, different things. And we're really going to try to reset a mindset here. And let's look at network marketing as a different, as from a different angle. from an angle of, yeah, from an, yeah, go ahead, Bill.
I was just going to say, you know, prospect, when you're asking what is one, they're a mom trying to raise 3, 4, 5 kids. You know, they're a dad out working 40, 50, 60 hours a week, coming home, trying to have some sort of dream. And then they're stomped on after they've paid their money and told to go, you know, hit these videos and a few books and go over here. And, you know, soon before you know it, you'll start getting paid. And they give up all that stuff. I mean, people are people, just like you and I. There's nobody more valuable, and no, there's nobody any less valuable. And so everybody needs to be treated as such, and that's where the problem really lies. You start recruiting tons of people into a company, you're a rock star. Everybody looks up to you, and that's just not right. You know what? If you bring in 2 or 3 people to a company and you introduce them, and you spend the time with them going over everything they need to do to become a good leader to a couple of people, then you've done far more for that company and for the people you brought in than if you had brought in 1,000 people. I mean, because you bring in 1,000 people and you leave them go the way it's been happening, 98% of them are going to fail.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
If you bring in a few people and you teach them right out of the gates what they need to do, give them all the right tools necessary to succeed, you're not going to have the attrition. I mean, we can flip the 98% around to 98% success.
That's right.
But we can make it zero attrition. Uh-huh. And really, really hone this thing in. So throughout the podcasting we're going to be doing, we have a method we're going to start presenting to you that we feel will be zero attrition, because we are not going to allow people to recruit and just bring people in mindlessly and not be there for them. They're going to be held accountable.
Yeah.
And it's going to benefit everybody. And I mean, we've seen numbers and all of that sort of thing. We're not going to sit here and talk numbers today, but we see what the capabilities are, and they will blow your mind if it's done properly.
Yeah.
Thing is, I don't want this guy that I know that recruited 1,000 people into his last opportunity to come running over here, because I know he can't be disciplined enough to know that he has to help his team. So
yeah.
With that being said, most companies will pay a fortune for the guy that comes in to recruit all of these people right out of the gates, because they set their pay structures up that way.
Yep.
So in order to change that around, we would have to find a company that actually paid you more the further down you go, the more people you are helping down below your structure. And those types of companies are few and far between.
Yeah.
It just so happens we did happen to find one, and we're not going to get into any companies today, but I can tell you with everything we have put together here and what we're going to share is going to change thousands of lives. I mean, that's a fact, and it's just... Do the people that get on this call really want to spend the little bit of time that's required to learn how to do it right and be able to be here for the long haul so that they can see their bank account change, their lives change, their relationships change? I mean, when we talk about mindset, we talk about behaviors and all these things. Scott and I both had to go literally back to school.
We did.
But to the right school.
Yeah.
And learn what it really takes to become a leader. And so we're really, really happy. Today is our first day of really putting this thing out here to get people to come in and start looking at this thing. And it will get big, but that doesn't mean we want to grow people directly under us and blow up this big team. Sure, it's going to be awesome to have an amazing team, but it's going to be just that, a team.
Everyone's got to have a big team, Bill.
That's it. It's going to be people helping people.
That's right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Scott. I'm going to let you go. I'm just saying that, you know, I want everybody to know that comes here, it's a safe haven. You can bring your people with you. There's nobody going to try to hold anybody hostage. We don't want anybody ever to get into the business thinking they need to hold people hostage. You know, you get guys diving behind the couch when you show up at their house because they don't know what you're pitching them next.
Yeah.
Here comes Bill again. Good golly. He, you know, remember last time he was here, you know, trying to sell this other thing here, you know, and
right.
walking down the road and they're crossing the street on the other side, pretending they don't see you, hat down over their eyes.
I hear that.
You know, these are the types of things that used to happen, but they no longer do because things have changed dramatically.
Yeah.
And we've seen the light, basically. You know, we saw all these things that were going on in the network marketing industry, people falling off, the attrition rate through the roof, people not sticking around, going after the next shiny thing because that's the shiny thing, everybody's joining it. Yeah. But when you look and see everybody joining, you see how many people actually stick it out and can make it work for them. They can't unless they have somebody there to help them right. the entire way.
Yeah.
So what we're going to be doing is talking about that and telling you that we're here to stay, and the people that we'll bring in also will be here to stay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing, Bill. Of everybody that, you know, that joins a network marketing company, that they have an expectation, and that expectation is that they're going to start making money. Let's put this in perspective. The network marketing industry is a $147 billion a year industry. And 99% of that money comes from failure. Isn't that astounding? Doesn't that just blow your mind that we've got this massive industry out there and 98% of the money that goes into it is off the backs of people who are not being taken care of? That is just completely amazing to me. And the thing is that when we go out and start recruiting people and we start making people, treating people like a commodity, well, yeah, I got 100 people last month. I was listening to another podcast the other day, and one guy was on there. Yeah, I recruited 1,400 people in the last 3 years. I'm like, oh, good God, really? And then the presenter goes, well, how many legs do you have? How many people do you have actually building your business? He's like 12. out of 1,400 people, you got 12 people that are actually building your business. So what about the other 1,300 and whatever it is? What about all those people? What about them? I mean, to me, there's something unhonorable about that. There's something wrong about that. I tell you, I used to be that guy, Bill. I used to be the guy to go out and recruit. And you know what? I'm convicted deep down in my core now. I can't do that anymore. I just can't go out and try to recruit people into something unless it's going to benefit them. Because, you know, when you and I went to the Master Keys, we're like, we shall not engage in no transaction that does not benefit all whom it affects. And that really sunk deep down into our hearts. And we're like, we have to come up with a way to not guarantee but almost ensure 100% success. And that is what we're focused on. We have developed a different method of marketing, a different method of bringing people into marketing companies. And we'll go into a little bit more about that over time, but just to give you an idea, you know, people are set in such a way that, of course, they're always looking for a way out. But if you don't lay the foundation first of personal development, if you don't get the expectation right, if they don't have new habits of belief forming in their lives, I recommend a book. And what really opened my eyes to this, and it's a very famous book, it's been around for a long time, and it's called The Greatest Networker in the World by John Fogg. And you can probably find it online. I know it's on audible.com. I even think it's on YouTube. You can download it. The Greatest Networker in the World. It's like 3.5 hours long. That book opened my eyes. It transformed me. It was like a switch went off inside of my head. I'm like, oh, my God. This is the answer. And everything with the Master Keys we've been through, Bill, it just kind of like filled in the blanks. It's like, holy crap. Okay, we should be able to do this a different way. We shouldn't have to put the expectation on people that they have to go out and recruit 100 people next month to make their check. Well, what if we did it slow and steady? What if we just had people find 3 people in 3 months and run them through a method of personal development and mindset I don't know whether to use reorganization. I don't want to use that word, but because
it's basically retraining their brain. You know, we just want to get people to start understanding why they need to do this. Number one, if you have goals, financial goals, or goals that you can't achieve by punching a clock or doing what you're currently doing now, you can do this slow and steady and still make a considerable amount of money without bringing in hundreds of people. I mean, three right. people literally is more than enough people for you to have to take control and care of.
That's right.
And then those three people up and running where they're self-sufficient, we wouldn't want you to bring any more than that. That's already biting off more than you can chew. We've learned the hard way.
Yeah.
I mean, I got bitten by the bug about 15 years ago. There was a software program out there for sale. And the way it worked was you paid $1,495 for this software program. You sold it. You kept $1,000 and sent off $495 to the owner, to the designer of the program. And I thought, holy cow. Now, I was already making a decent income with my own business. I had a regular brick-and-mortar type business. But I had slow seasons and times when business wasn't as busy or wasn't booming in like December, January, and February. So I so happened this found me in December. I took this this time and learned how to do a little bit of Google ads and stuff like that. But needless to say, down the road here, I was bringing people in left and right, and I sold hundreds of these things at $1,000 commissions a pop. Now, what I didn't realize was going to happen was the software problem or so software program was going to run into problems, and I was going to have to solve these problems. And if I've got 1,000 people now in here, how in God's name am I going to be able to solve all of their problems?
Yeah, really.
Well, I painted myself into a corner to the point I couldn't go out and do my regular work because the phone literally rang off the hook. Yeah, I got paid all that money, but I'll tell you what, I would have given it all back.
I know.
Every penny. I would have given it all back to get my life back because what I wanted was a little bit of extra money, but the time freedom I realized was more important to me than the money. I needed to have the freedom.
Yeah.
And I just, any freedom I had was now gone. So 15 years later, here I am. You think I'm ever going to make that mistake again? No.
No.
No. I will only bring in the people that I can personally help, spend the time that I can dedicate to those people, and make sure that they are perfectly set to move on to the next stage without me, although I'll always be there for them. So with that being said, don't think that this is something that, well, okay, I'm only going to need a couple people, but then, you know, how long is it going to take before I actually see some income? Trust me, it's only a few months. A couple of months, you're actually doing really well.
Yeah.
So you got to get out of your head that you need to bring in hundreds of people to make a decent paycheck. That's just not the case anymore. What you need is a few people to be committed, and you have the commitment to take care of those people, and they will take care of you forever. And that's the way it really works.
That's right.
And we have all the materials in a situation like where you're going to have 1 week, you're going to have X, Y, and Z to do. In the next week, you're going to have this, this, and this to do, and maybe this as well. And as you're going through this process, there's a lot of enlightenment going off in your head. You're going to learn things. It doesn't matter if you got a PhD. It doesn't matter to me if you've never been to school. Anybody with a mind who can read and pay attention and has a desire to help others can do this quite easily. And, you know, we set this up so that basically, you know, what does Marco say? If a 10th grader or a 9th grader can't do it or a 3rd grader can't do it, I don't want to do it. So we don't want anybody to have to be a scholar to be able to do this stuff. We just want them to have a heart to want to help others to help each other. And, again, it goes right back to what Scott was talking about with the master keys. Engage in no transaction that doesn't benefit to whom all it concerns and or take away from anybody. So if I'm going to have somebody engage in a transaction that's going to help them It's going to help me, and it's not going to take away from anybody. And that's just the way I have to run my life anymore. That goes with everything, not just business. So this will help you in your personal life. It will help relationships. It will help your business. It will help any current business you might be in. And it just so happens it's going to actually help put some money in your pocket and may even retire you. It depends on how far down the road you want to go with this. So we know, Scott and I both know, there's a lot of people with the microwave mentality that are not going to be suited for this. They'd rather be out recruiting and doing things in that manner, and that's fine. Fact of the matter is there'll be enough people that are going to see the fruits of their labor pay off rather quickly here.
That's right.
And they're going to stick it out. And those that do join us, they're not going to leave.
They're not going to leave, and their belief is going to shoot right through the roof because what we're doing is we're putting together a system that's going to empower people to take control of their lives, to be personally responsible for their own outcomes. It's not about us. It's not about a network marketing company. It's not about an opportunity. It's not about products. It's not about pushing products. It's about sharing the idea of your greatness within and discovering what that is. And when one goes through something like this and they come to the end of the third month and they've got a couple of $1,000 and they've got a monthly residual income at the end of month four of like $2,300 and they're starting their next 3x7 matrix, these people are going to be so pumped up and excited because they did it themselves. Nobody gave it to them. They worked for it. They earned it. And see, that's the thing. We're not looking for people who are going to sit back and think they're going to get something for free or going to get some kind of, you know, all this free help down, you know, magical, mystical downline builder. You know, we build your downline for you. You know, all this craziness that goes on out there. It's bull crap. You know, these people that go online and they just go on Facebook and they just spam their opportunity everywhere. Nobody likes them. Nobody shares them. No one's looking at them because everybody's doing the same thing. And it's not working. I spent like a few months doing that, Bill. I was just spamming all over the place just to get people to join my team and be, you know, and make me a millionaire. Well, that was the problem. The problem was it was focused on me. It wasn't focused on somebody else. That was the whole issue. That's the whole issue with all of network marketing. It's focused on the individual. Now, if you break the numbers down, like say, if you go out and find 100, if you go out and talk to 100 people and you actually sponsor 100 people, these are the numbers. These are just the statistical averages. This is just the way humanity has been created. I have no idea how it works this way, but this is how it works. You're going to have 30 people who don't do anything. You'll have 30 people that will do a little bit. You'll have 30 people that will do a lot more, and you'll have 3, 4, maybe 5 people that actually kill it and knock it out of the ballpark. That's out of 100 people. Yeah. Now, if you have to go out and find 100 people to find 3 rock stars, wait a minute. That's too much work. That's an expectation that we can't put on anybody. I mean, there are the type A personalities out there that can go out and recruit, you know, sponsor a mushroom. You know, they can sponsor they can sponsor whatever they want just to get their money, to get that mushroom to pay their money into marketing so they get their commission, so they get to the next rank advancement, and they're just stepping on them and just walking all over the top of them. Not even concerned about that, and that's just wrong. And so here with what we're putting together is a way for people who say, okay, look, I know that I believe in the industry, I know there's a way out of my situation, but what is there? What options are there? Well, the option is you have the opportunity to take responsibility for your own life. You have the opportunity to learn. You have the opportunity to transform your mind, your thinking in your mind, so you're prepared for a business. Most people aren't even prepared for a business. They're just like, oh, I'm going to make some money. I just got to go out and find a couple of people. No big deal. That's what my sponsor told me. So I'm going to go out and, you know, hey, here's my link. You know, buy this stuff. It's crazy juice stuff, you know. And then you end up with no's, and then you get discouraged and you quit. And that's what happens. That's where the failure rate comes in. And, you know, like I said earlier, $147 billion, and 99% of that money is based on failure. And that's just wrong. So there has to be a way to change this around. Well, what if we put the ball in the laps of people to say, look, there's not a get-rich-quick scheme out there. There aren't any. Believe me, I spent thousands of dollars sending $3,500 checks off to these people for the magical opportunity to make $40,000 a month in the next month. Okay, I've done that before. Like I said, we have spent thousands of dollars doing everything wrong. And yep. We literally have. And we get to sit and talk about the stupid things. But it's just incredible. It's just incredible to me that people are in such a state of desperation, like quiet desperation. You know, they're just, you know, hoping there's a way out of their situation. I mean, they go to work. There's no way out of it. You know, they got their hours cut back because of the medical care thing here in the United States. They're only working 30 hours a week. They got to get another job. You know, everything. What am I going to do about retirement? I sure like to spend more time with my kids. Sure, I love to travel the world. Oh my gosh, I've always wanted to go to Central America and, you know, with my church and do a mission trip or whatever your heart desires. That's exactly what we want to try to pull out of you, get you to really focus on the bigger picture of your life and to be able to grab a hold of that and believe it as reality. And then follow through a simple process of personal development and mindset transformation where you become a new person in the process and generating monthly residual income to be able to achieve that definite purpose, that goal in life, that what you really want and desire. You know, that is the thing that's going to empower people. That's what's going to really drive people to like, man, you know, I just have to apply myself. I'm not expecting any magical formula. I'm just expecting to learn, to be changed, to generate income over time when I follow these steps, and I've achieved my goal. And once somebody achieves their goal, they're like, wow, I've never done anything like this before. Because literally, if once you make $2,000 and you've got like a $2,300 a month residual income at the end of 4 months, once you get to that point, you are like in the top 5% of all network marketers in the entire world that's ever lived. And that's of millions of people, because not everybody makes that kind of money. And then the right. next month, it goes up to 4,500. The next month, 11,000. I mean, it just gets ridiculous. But the thing is that at the end of the day, it's not about the money. It's about values. What do you value as a person, as an individual? Your values of freedom and success have not been honored in the network marketing industry. They have not been honored. It's like, Bill, I'm going to sponsor you and you know, go ahead and sign up for this product, bring some people the opportunity call, and if you need a three-way, give me, you know, hook me up and I'll get them in. Okay, that's I've heard that 100 times, right, from my sponsors over the years. And the thing is that whole idea does not work. It doesn't work. It gives people the wrong expectation, and at least it sets people up for failure. But if people have a purpose out there, which they always throw this stuff at them after they join, like, okay, now let's fill out your vision statement. You know, we go through all that stuff from the very beginning. See, we want to set you up for success. That's really the end of the game here. Because when we set you up for success, you have that expectation because you are the one doing it. And if you fail, it's because of you, not because of anything anybody else did. You see? And it's about really taking one's person. Oh, here, okay, let's look at it this way. If you were given $100 million tomorrow, what would your life be like a month from now? 5 years from now. Now, money's no issue. what would be your perfect day in that scenario? Really think about that. This is the kind of thing that we want people to grab onto. Is like, why am I here on earth? What is my purpose? How can I help people? Because really deep down, most people want to help other people, don't they, Bill? That's all they want to do. I mean, look.
For the most part, that's true.
For the most part, yeah. You drive down the road. The guy flips you off. He cuts you off. He calls you an a-hole. And next thing you know, he's in the ditch. And you're like kind of laughing, which is like, oh, I should pull over and help anyway. Yeah, I did that before. Exactly. And some guy flipped me out. I used to drive a truck for over the road for 14 years. But anyway, but see, that's the thing is that we're creating an environment of not only self-motivated people, but also people helping other people. And we're creating a community around this. And then, so when we call the Greatness Within Method a movement, that's exactly what it is. People are moving from the old paradigm into something new. They're moving into a 21st century renewed version, a new way of people taking control of their lives, getting out of the day-to-day grind, being able to spend time with their family, being able to do what they want to do in life, and to have enough money and time freedom to do it. And that is where we're coming from. That's the basis of the MLM BS. That's who we are. We've come from this place of desperateness. We've come from this place of failure. I've been in, I don't know, 30 different companies or something, you know, over the last 14 years. I jumped from this to that because the grass was always greener on the other side. And I spent hours and weeks and months and years spamming people to get them to join my business because I was focused on me. I wasn't focused on somebody else's success. You know,
weren't you special?
Oh, yeah, I was real special. I tell you, I was real special in my own eyes. Yeah. You know, everybody talks about Jim Rohn's famous quote. You know, he's like, you cannot get what you want out of life unless you help other people get what they want out of life. Everybody talks about that. You hear that. All the network marketing leaders are talking about that. But then they sell you a system on how to recruit 100 people in 30 days. You know. How can you help other people get what they want out of life if you're throwing people and stepping on them, grabbing their money, and not helping them? I don't get it. I don't get it. But
so now, a couple of things that you covered there. One, you know, was like how people can get residual income, and in the meantime, they're actually helping themselves. So you talk about Jim Rohn. Look at the people that want to go walk across the hot coals, go to pay all this money for Anthony Robbins, and they're all rah-rah, toot-toot. They're really excited and happy to be there, and maybe they make it across the coals and they don't get burnt, and they're like, wow, I can do that, right? So here, what we want you to do is the same thing. We want you to be able to do that without us needing to light the coals. You're going to light them yourself. And in doing so, instead of going to pay to go to these events, we're going to bring these events to you. We're going to have people, some very, very successful people, and I'm not going to tip my hat into what we have or my hand, but we're going to have some really, really cool people on our podcast that most people would love to connect to, but they're no different than you or me. They all started the same way. They ran into their, quote, failures. They're really just lessons, you know, when you run into something that doesn't work so well, take it as a lesson and move on. Just don't do it again. Then it is a failure. But you're going to get all of this.
Stupid is,
and
stupid does.
Yes, that stupid is, a stupid does. So you're going to get all of the stuff that you would get chasing around Deepak Chopra and all these other gurus out there, and you're going to get paid for it. So it's like, I'm going to go to a Tony Robbins thing, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to have $2,000 sitting in my bank account when I get back. I mean, that will never happen. But with what value you're going to get here, you will get more than you'll get at any event or any convention. And the motivation and the excitement will stay with you, because each and every day you're going to start to make more money, and better yet, change more people's lives. we are going to want you to step out and talk to people. And if you got stage fright, that's fine. We'll put you on a smaller stage and maybe let you talk from behind the curtain. But we just really want people to get out of their shell and realize that you don't have to be phenomenal to realize that you really are phenomenal.
You just have to be you.
You have the greatness within you to do whatever it is you want to do. You just need to tap into it. We've learned how to pull the triggers on getting you to start tapping into it, like chip away the cement on your golden Buddha that we've learned, right? We've got all these neat kind of cliche sayings, and they're cliche for a reason because they really work. I was coated in cement, you know. I was damned for doing this and damned for doing that, and I was told I was a failure, and I believed I was a failure. You know, I got to the point of not even quiet desperation. I was loud desperation. I wanted everybody to know how desperate I was. I did reach a point in my life where, you know, I just, honest to God, didn't want to go any further. I was like, you know what? I'm just done. I've touched this. I've touched that. I got these people upset at me because I thought I was doing the right thing. The company went belly up, and I really, really had it in my heart that I wanted to help these people.
Yeah.
But greed sets in. You see, people start to make money, and they change. And this happens to a lot of people. Now, oops, you still there, Scott?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. I just heard it go silent. But I'm one of those people who've been on both sides of the spectrum. I've literally been six-figure income earner for almost 2 decades. No issues with finances or anything, but still not happy, not fulfilled. And not fulfilled because I wasn't bringing anybody along that journey with me. I wasn't bringing anybody anything in terms of enlightening their world. And when I was upset, everybody knew I was upset. And it was like, I don't know, I was a completely different person. I made money, therefore I could spend money. I helped out this one, but it always seemed as though maybe in the back of my head I thought, well, I did a really good thing there, and perhaps, you know, I should get paid back for that one day. Or, you know, I just, maybe I wanted credit for it. I'm not really sure. But all of my successes literally went down the toilet almost overnight. And I didn't know what was going on, and I was reaching and grasping for help and didn't know where to get it. And help found me. You know, I finally put my arms in the sky and said, you know what? God, if you're out there, I'm done. I'm just done. I don't know what to do. And lo and behold, some people who actually cared about me, even some that I had let go out of my life, came back. Say, are you ready now? Are you ready to start making a difference? It's like, yeah, I'm really ready. So, 2 years into the making, I had to completely rewire my brain to learn how I could use everything that I had gone through to help benefit other people, and that it was a lesson, and none of it was a failure. And I had every reason to shout from the rooftops how amazing life truly was. Even though I was going through some stuff that I really didn't want to go through, definitely wouldn't want to see anybody else go through. But I'm grateful for every bit of it. And it's the stuff that Scott and I have incorporated into what we call the Greatness Within Method that we want to put you people through and allow you to find the greatness within yourselves and get paid to do it. How freaking cool is that? But yeah, really. Seriously, change your life, help change the lives of others, make a decent income, and help others do the same. And just keep going and going. The money grows, the friendships grow, the relationships grow, everything continues to grow. And I'm not going to throw numbers out there because numbers scare people. When people hear what you can make, or they think it's a scam, one or the other, but fact of the matter is, you know, my scam days are over. I've never intentionally scammed anybody. The way I look at it, though, I was never a true sponsor to people. As Scott said, being completely there for them. I was in a lot of it for me and for the money, and that's just not the case anymore. I can go sell products right now and not have to do any of this. It's not necessary to make money. but I'm not in this for the money. I'm in it because I needed the 2-year lesson in humility to ground me and show me what it is I really need to do in life. And the more I do this, the more people I help, the better I feel. It's just amazing how that works, but it's already working. I see it. I feel the change in every life that I touch. And I'm not, you know, Gandhi or any of that kind of thing. I just feel when I touch somebody that amazing feeling that I've never gotten from, you know, several thousand dollars winding up my bank account. You know, yeah, the money's nice. And that old saying, money doesn't buy happiness. No, it doesn't. But try being happy without it. It's pretty hard. You need money to survive. I don't believe money is the root of all evil, although money can bring evil out into people. Money can change people. We just saw that recently. You know, I've seen money do some damaging things, and I've seen money literally save people's lives. So what we want to do, get people motivated. We have all the tools and things necessary to do so. I'm actually going to post a little video in the questions section here.
Yeah,
that's cool. That I want y'all to look at. It's just a couple minutes, but after the call, get a chance to look at it, take a peek at it. We're going to have a lot of things to share, and we're going to have this call every Wednesday for now, same time. It'll be 6 Pacific here or 9 Eastern. We're not even talking about the company at the moment. We're just looking for the people that really want to change their lives, learn some of this amazing stuff, and make some additional income and or, you know, completely change their income. You know, if you're tired of where you're at, hang on. Things are fixing to change here. So
yeah.
We got a lot of wonderful things. I mean, there's a lot of hours that have gone into this thing. Today's our first day. We've been all pumped up to get day one underneath our belt and move on. This will be available on our podcast. I posted that link in there. It's MLMBS. We eventually will have that MLSBS.com attached to the podcast. It'll just go there. But for now, I put the link in the chat there. It's the MLMBS.podomatic.com. You can go to iTunes and just search for MLM-BS. You can find us and follow us. So every time there's a podcast, if we happen to do one in the middle of the week, we want to get some information out there, you'll get notification immediately. All you got to do is subscribe to us, and you automatically get notified. So there's going to be no spamming of anybody, any of your information, or anybody you bring to this call. Nobody will ever get spammed from us. All they'll ever get is notification of the next call. So
yeah,
it's a safe haven. We believe it's the right thing to do. We're not looking out for ourselves. We're looking out for you, and in doing so, we know we'll be taken care of. And it's really been humbling to watch this whole thing that we've put together unfold, and what is to come literally has me right now in goosebumps. I mean, I have chills all up and down my back just knowing what's going to happen for those that stick around and join this system that we've put together here. It's going to change your life. What do you think, Scott?
Yeah, it is a movement. It's a movement of people taking responsibility for their own lives. It's a movement of people taking responsibility for other people. It's a movement of people taking responsibility for what they want out of life. To just say, you know what, there's more in life than what's going on right now. If I think back the last 2 years or whatever, it's like, is my life any different 2 years ago than it is today? What direction is it going? Am I just stagnating? Am I moving forward? There's got to be more to this. And that's the kind of thing we want to draw people towards. We don't want to really teach you and tell you how to think. You're discovering this for yourself. Your greatness within is something you discover. It is something you have to find. It's personal. It's one of these things that once you find it, it's like that's the only thing that matters. And when that's the only thing that matters, then your life is moving in that direction. You're drawn toward it. You're attracted to it. Yeah, there's your attraction marketing right there. You're attracting these things in your life because you want them. because that's what you want out of life. And if you just continue on with the way things are, then nothing's going to change. So we
do, insanity.
That's right.
Insanity.
Yeah, definition of insanity, of course. But you know, the thing is that we just want to encourage people to say to themselves, well, okay, I'm willing to make the commitment. I'm willing to do the work. And the work is not hard work. And that's the thing. That's the beauty of this whole thing, is that network marketing is the simplest thing in the world. It's an introduction. You collect the decision, and you move on. That's it. That's all there is to it, right? It's easy to find three people to help.
Right.
It is. It's no problem because you're helping them. You're not like pitching a product on them. You're helping them with a decision. That are you sick and tired of the life the way it is, or you want to make a change with it? Well, all right, what's the deal? What's the bottom line? Well, you know what? The bottom line is we're just asking you to watch a video, and that's it. And so if you think it's for you, then put your information in the box, and when your information comes through, we'll give you a call. We'll take you to the next step. But I've got like 18 other people I need to call, so slots are filling up fast. So I want to be able
and
to
that's
going to
be the truth. I mean, this isn't him making this stuff up. There's people going to be jumping hurdles to get in here. So
invitation only. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. The three people is not going to be a big deal. And in any other opportunity you've had, yeah, you bring three and they bring three. And in a perfect world, that's how that all fills out. Well, guess what? In a need to be a perfect world, because we won't let people come in that are working really hard and say they get two, and that third one, they're just having a really hard time. If they've got a sponsor, and that sponsor is in charge of them, and that sponsor doesn't get paid unless they get their three people, it'll happen. No, it's not a we're going to give you type deal, but we're not going to allow you to fall by the wayside. So we want people to come in saying, you know what, I can at least do that. You know, I'm not going to come in and say I can bring people in and sit and do nothing, because we want to change as many lives as we can. If you don't bring people to the table, we can't feed them. So that's all we're asking you to do, is bring them here.
Yeah.
Bring them here. Let us do the talking with them. But we will have so much more to share. We'll bring people to these calls that are going to blow your mind. We've got some amazing contacts.
Incredible ones.
Some of them are going to be, you know, you might have to put your kids in another room or something. And others are, I mean, there's really all walks of life will be on this call. And all of them huge successes, but they honestly care so much about people. And that's what makes them unique and unique to us, because that's all we surround ourselves with now, are people that care about people.
That's right.
Not just about the almighty dollar. Those days are long gone for me. And boy, has my life changed since I let that go. And that thought, you know, about the money, needing the money, you know.
Yeah.
It's made me such a better human being. And I'm not just saying because it worked for me, it's going to work for you. The last class Scott and I took twice. It was a six-month course, 26 weeks. I did it twice. One full year of school I went back for, and it was all for me. For my mindset, to get my brain rewired correctly, to make sure that I would never again engage in any transaction that wasn't going to benefit everybody to whom it affected.
That's right.
That will never leave me now.
Yeah.
So when I tell you that we're actually here to help people, that's exactly what we're doing here, and that's why we're so excited. The two of us know how to drive traffic and get tons of people to a call and sell crap, right? I can go to ClickBank, or I can go to Amazon. I can start popping my stores up. E-commerce is booming, right? I can do that. I don't want to do that. I can't sit and teach. I want to host a webinar showing thousands of people how to sell stuff on eBay. I want to show people what they have inside of themselves, how to tap into it.
That's the true treasure. That's the true value we talked about earlier, the honoring the values of people.
It is. I'm telling you guys, there's so much inside of you that you have no clue of. Even, like I said before, the scholars, they haven't a clue. They find this stuff and they're blown away by it, and we've seen it. The two courses I'm talking about, Scott took it and then went to Hawaii to meet up with some of these people. And, I mean, what a treat. I mean, they come from all walks of life, doctors, lawyers, people that are just average Joes at, you know, septic service, whatever they might have. Doesn't matter. We're all equal. But we all have our own treasure within us that it's sometimes hard to find. And we found the ways, we're utilizing a lot of different things that we've done over the years to make it so easy for you to tap into it. And once you find it, you know, you fall right in love with it. In other words, you fall right in love with yourself, and you need to in order for this to work out for you.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, Bill, we're coming up on the hour mark here. Should we probably wind this episode down? Guys, we really appreciate you all coming, spending time with us. Again, like Bill said, go to iTunes and subscribe. And we're going to upload this into iTunes, so it'll be available for you. And then every week we'll continue to have these every Wednesday. So if you're subscribed to the podcast, you get those updates. We'll also have the calls. And eventually we're going to start taking your calls. And you can introduce yourself and talk about your journey and your story. And we can explore different areas of your life and the things that your experiences and that. We will have amazing guests on. We'll have interviews. We'll have top leaders in the industry come in here, and we'll really talk about what we can all do as a community, as a network marketing community, to really transform this industry. Like we said earlier, we have a goal, and it's a big one, and it is to take the 98% failure rate in network marketing and turn it to a 99-100% success rate. And we believe it can be done. We believe we have the exact method to make it work. And so that will all be proven out over time. But it's going to take people to look at their foundation and what are they standing on? Are they standing on sand? Are they standing on rock? Do they have a good foundation? So we lay first the foundation, and then the money comes later. And that foundation is being true to yourself and being true to other people and being honest and authentic and working together as a team in perfect harmony for a definite purpose. And for that definite purpose, we all win. We all come together. And we're all successful over time. And so it's a totally different concept. It's a totally different idea. And we just thank you so much for exploring that with us. Bill, any final words before we sign off?
Yeah, just lastly, really appreciate you being here. Anybody you ever bring to one of these calls, they are your guests. So anybody that comes on your behalf, get back to the person that brought you to these calls always. And if you have any questions or want to hit us up now, prior to our website going live, we just wanted to get this podcast out there. You can send us an email. Again, we call this the Greatness Within Method. You can actually email the Greatness Within Method at gmail.com with any questions you might have. And we will be back here next Wednesday, same time, 9 Eastern, and we will start to dissect this a little bit so you can see what we're really doing here. And it's going to be pretty awesome, so hang on tight.
All right. Wait, we got a quick question here. Let's see. Where's the question pane here? That real quick. Oh, great work, gentlemen. Looking forward to working with you. Yes, Steve. Yes, we're looking forward to working with you too. I tell you what, there's so much buzz and excitement about this. More on that later. So with all that, guys, we just appreciate you coming here. Have a good day, everyone.
Yep, thank you all. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Hey, this is Scott again with MLMBS. Please subscribe to us on iTunes and get ready to have your foundation shaken as you discover your greatness within. To find out more about the Greatness Within Method, go to changeyourliving.com. That's changeyourliving.com. Bill and I are looking forward to talking with you soon. And remember, free your mind and your ass will follow. Have a good day.